11 states will hold referendums on Election Day on constitutional amendments barring recognition of same-sex marriage. President Bush has backed the movement, and the measures are widely expected to pass. In Ohio, though, where Republicans control all three branches of state government, much of the political establishment is opposing the amendment. Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio reports.
Ohio's proposed constitutional amendment begins like this. Only a union between one man and one woman may be a marriage valid in this state. And at first glance, the issue attracts the usual adversaries. On one side, the Christian Coalition and fundamentalist Christians such as Baptist minister K.Z. Smith.
Jesus said in Matthew 19, for this cause he made them male and female. Marriage is between a man and a woman, so therefore the church has to stand up.
On the other side, there are gay rights activists such as Chad Faust. Faust says backers of the amendment are sending a message of intolerance.
If you don't look like us, if you don't agree with us, if you don't marry like us, then you are unworthy.
But gay rights activists here have come to realize if the issue continues to be perceived as a simple ban on gay marriage, it will probably pass easily. Polls show most Ohioans don't favor same-sex unions. That's why opponents of Ohio's ballot measure have tried to move the verbal war to a different battleground, Ohio's economy. And they think they've got some ammunition in the ballot issue's own wording. Part 2 of the measure declares that Ohio won't create or recognize benefits for unmarried people that, quote, approximate the design, qualities, significance, or effect of marriage, unquote. Backers of the amendment say they included that to stop state universities, cities, and state government from offering health insurance and other perks to the unmarried partners of employees, gay or straight. But Ohio's Attorney General, Republican Jim Petro, has declared that language would also block private corporations from offering domestic partner benefits. Now, leaders of the powerful Ohio Chamber of Commerce are echoing that worry. Linda Wagon is the group's lobbyist.
We're hearing from many of our members, particularly our larger members, that they're quite concerned about the amendment because they believe that it will cause a problem for them in attracting a diverse workforce and will also prohibit them from offering domestic partner health care benefits.
Executives of corporate giants, Nationwide Insurance, and Limited Brands are now raising money to oppose the initiative. And it's not just business leaders who feel uneasy about this measure. Many of Ohio's top Republican office holders, including Governor Bob Taft and Senators Mike DeWine and George Voinovich, are urging voters to reject the initiative. As Voinovich puts it, passage of the measure would hamstring Ohio companies as they try to hire the best and brightest.
It makes them less competitive in terms of keeping people that they feel are getting the job done for them or attracting people that they think will help them.
But Phil Burris, who heads the coalition backing the measure, calls that argument nonsense.
Under no circumstances, any way, shape, or form is this going to affect the private industry.
So these are pro-homosexual activists grabbing at straws.
Ohio's Republican politicians and corporate leaders are anything but gay rights activists, say leaders of the Vote No campaign. They now point to a long list of endorsements from not just business leaders and politicians, but also the AFL-CIO, the League of Women Voters, the AARP, and newspapers across the state. Those trying to pass the ban are optimistic, and they're distributing 2 million flyers to 17,000 Ohio churches to be handed out on Sundays. But opponents are poised to launch radio and TV commercials aimed at a wider audience. The ads will list many of the groups and politicians against the issue on economic grounds. It's a strategy they think could make the vote here a lot closer than the 70-30 split that's occurred in other states. They insist they even have a chance for an upset in Ohio, one that would certainly send shockwaves across the country. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.